I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from San Luis Obispo, California. Join me for a fascinating conversation with Colonel Kirk Sturm. Kirk is involved in the California Military Department of the California State Guard. Hi, Kirk.
Hi, Tom.
Tell us about something that got your attention, and that was the movie Monuments Men.
Tom, the movie The Monuments Men depicts service members during World War II finding heritage resources that were plundered, identifying those and returning them to their rightful owners. So the Monuments Men program is with the U.S. Army, and it protects cultural resources during armed conflict.
So that still exists?
It still exists. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
But there were some failures when we invaded Iraq. There was a failure to guard the museums there. Has there been a learning curve?
I don't know the circumstances mm-hmm. of the failure, but I do know that starting in about 2015, the U.S. Army has spun up its Monuments Men program.
So you have taken that model and created the HERT, the Heritage Emergency Response Team. Tell us about that.
Yes, the Heritage Emergency Response Team, or HERT, lives in the California Military Department with the California State Guard. And it takes the concepts of the Monuments Men, and remember, that's during armed conflict,
right.
And it applies the same concepts inside the state of California during emergencies.
So it might be civil disturbance, it might be earthquake, it might be fire, it could be any...
any one of those mm-hmm. events that negatively impacts heritage resources, the HERT could be called through the Office of Emergency Services to respond and protect those heritage resources.
It's a complex organization because you have to have prior training and tutorial on how to respond.
Yes. Yeah. On one hand, it's a very simple concept. There is this group of service members in California that can respond to the 4,000 or so heritage institutions in California. Mm-hmm. You've got libraries, museums, archives that are operated by tribal and local and state organizations. So it is a complex, but it's simple in that you can break it into chunks. Mm-hmm. The military's great at that, breaking it into chunks and having those chunks work together as a team to accomplish the mission. And again, it's protecting heritage resources during the disaster itself, or after the disaster, during the initial few weeks of the recovery phase.
So you're in progress. A few months ago, I was embedded with you for a three-day training seminar, hands-on, at Camp San Luis Obispo, where you were teaching Smithsonian protocol on salvaging paper artifacts and hard artifacts.
Yes. You know, one of the tenets of emergency management in America is all hazards. And so we've kind of taken that one step farther. We say that the HERT is an all hazard, all artifact emergency response team.
Mm-hmm.
So we do training. There's a core amount of training where we're going to cover 95% of all the things we might expect. And it could be smoke damage, water damage. It could be just the actual need to protect those artifacts. For example, if there's an earthquake and half of the building is gone, that's going to interfere with security, mm-hmm. right, for those heritage institutions.
We're talking about HERT under the umbrella of the California State Guard.
Yes.
Right? So primary responders, either in direction or coordination. It could be that the State Guard would then call on the National Guard to have a group respond to a specific location.
Yeah, so the California Military Department has a 150-year history of responding to incidents to help Californians and to help the local communities during a disaster or recovery. And the HERT would be the organization that's primarily responding. But then the HERT also, not only does it travel with subject matter experts that can help with the heritage resources, security, we can help with emergency paperwork or evacuation plans, etc. But we then can be the point that's seeing what's going on.
Command and control, coordination, direction.
Yes, to help the local agencies be successful. We don't take things over.
Right.
We support their success.
So the fire department locally might respond under your direction. True?
The fire department might respond to put out a fire during an earthquake, let's say. But then after they're done, I'm not picking on firefighters, but they have this pesky habit of spraying water everywhere, right? And that could be on heritage resources.
Right.
So then that local agency can call their Office of Emergency Services and go through the proper channels. And we could come and during that emergency, we could help that agency protect their resources. To follow on, to answer your question more directly, if we needed more resources, then we have this ability to kind of reach back inside of the military department and then reach back to California Office of Emergency Services to get additional resources. Again, we are in a support role, Tom, to help those local agencies be successful.
Okay, let's set up a scenario. The History Museum in San Luis Obispo, the old Carnegie Library.
Okay.
That facility, like so many museums around the state, around the country, where do they store archival stuff?
Most of it's in the basement.
In the basement. So now let's throw in a flood, and you know you need to respond and extract and salvage that fragile paper.
Right.
What's the protocol? What happens? You get a call, flood at History Museum. Then what happens?
Right.
Who do you notify?
It's going to go through the Office of Emergency Services and then come over to us in the California Military Department, and then we're going to respond, our team. And our first priority is to arrive on site and talk to the museum director, the librarian, the archivist that's in charge of that facility, and to say, we're here to support you. What are your priorities? And when those are written down or they can be articulated, fine. If not, we travel with some default priorities where we could suggest things. Imagine that this is a stressful time. And so to the extent that we can come on scene with some things written down ahead of time or checklists or protocols written down that can help people make better decisions.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. We're visiting with Colonel Kirk Sturm of the California State Military Guard, talking about a new program called HERT, Heritage Emergency Response Team.
Part of the protocol of HERT would be for us to go around to different museums and meet with the archivist and talk about their protocol?
Yeah, even before that, it would be doing some planning work or some mitigation work and seeing if these, you know, 4,000 heritage institutions have an emergency operations plan or have a prioritized evacuation list, right? And then back to your question, whatever the goals were, then we can help. We can bring people, we can bring equipment, we can bring supplies. In the scenario you mentioned, there's a basement, right? So we can bring dewatering equipment and get the water out, and then we'll start the salvage activities, again, to help that local heritage institution be successful. We can also perform initial damage assessments because this is happening as part of an earthquake or some other triggering event that you mentioned earlier.
Right.
Then we can feed that information up to the local jurisdiction so we can make sure this heritage institution gets included in damage assessment reporting.
In the three-day training that we went through, you showed how to squeegee off the paper safely. But then phase two of that paper, you have to transport it to a dehydration plant. So how are they locked and loaded? Are they ready to receive us on a moment's call?
So Tom, we are following, you know, national guidelines on best practices. And those guidelines come from the Smithsonian. And that is the protocol for most wet objects, is to get them boxed, transported to a commercial freeze-dry facility.
And that would be, Fresno would be the closest?
I don't know for San Luis Obispo. Also, a GIS database would tell us where they were. We also have to consider things like, did the earthquake damage something? So it would be the closest one that's operating or outside of the area of impact.
The implied with that is a prior meetup with the dehydration plants.
Yes.
Oh. So they're ready and locked and loaded to receive us.
Right. Yeah. So you're teasing out this very simple concept of let's protect California's heritage resources, mm-hmm. and you're teasing out some of the complexity to do that. But that's all in our wheelhouse. That's right. What we do.
Right. And again, one tangent there would be you need vehicles. You need a box truck. You need a couple Humvees maybe, you know, to move people around. Is that ready to go? What's the protocol when you call Camp San Luis Obispo? We need X, Y, and Z.
Right. So we're going to figure out where it is and what makes the best sense to spin that up, right? Also, remember, we're not acting in a vacuum. This is going through local Office of Emergency Services to regional to state, mm-hmm. and then over to the California Military Department. So along the way, they're going to be prioritizing where we're going and what we're doing, right, for us to respond. And then once we know where that is and what's going on, we can help. We have the capabilities, Tom, to do that. We are in an effort to expand the capacity to do that, mm-hmm. on a grander scale. We'd like to be able to have two of these HERT teams in Northern California, mm-hmm. and two of these HERT teams in Southern California. And we're on a growth pattern, right? It's headed in that direction.
A while back when I attended the three-day training, it was all State Guard. Going forward, would you have that same sort of training for National Guard State?
Again, it depends more than the National Guard. Yes to the National Guard, and then we put a comma there, and.
But they would be one of your primary responders. If you have a reservist who's locked and loaded and ready and motivated to respond, they're going to be one of your primary body sources, aren't they?
Correct. As well as local volunteers. Sure. Maybe that library or archive or museum has a volunteer force, or the community might come out to support. So one of our capabilities is managing volunteers. And again, we can ask for additional resources. And if it's the National Guard, we're always going to provide a heritage resource awareness and safety. It's surprisingly dangerous, you know, when you're going down into the basements and entering with stuff. Things are safest when they're like in the, like if it's a painting and it's behind glass, that's the safest state. But when mm-hmm. the earthquake comes on, it falls to the ground, then we have to start worrying about safety.
Then you have physical safety. We talked about the LA riots, and there was some intrusion into museums by thieves. So you have to have security.
Correct. That's one of our, I forget what we have, a 9 or 11 core capabilities is security. It's securing the buildings that we're in. It's securing artifacts and transport and protecting the people that are there still operating the museum. If you'd like to join the California State Guard to help us respond to protect these heritage resources in California, you can jump on to the California State Guard website and you'll find the museum command, and there's information there on how to join. This is important. When you look at what happens in armed conflict, what's the first thing opposing forces do is destroy symbolic symbols, heritage symbols. And so in this instance, it's, you know, earthquakes or fires that are doing that. Mm-hmm. But we have to protect California's heritage resources, because those heritage resources are the voices of the people of the state of California.
Let's wheel back in time for a moment. Kirk Sturm is a colonel in the California State Guard. You served in the National Guard?
No. I was like so many Californians that wanted to do something to benefit the state of California, but not necessarily be involved with armed conflict. And so that's why the California State Guard made a lot of sense for me.
When did you join the State Guard?
2013.
Okay, so today you live in Los Osos, California?
Yeah, San Luis Obispo County. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you teach at Cal Poly, right?
Yes, I teach part-time at Cal Poly since 20 years ago.
You have a law degree?
I do. I've actually have a master's degree in public administration. Mm-hmm. I've got a JD in law, and I've got a PhD in education.
Wow, very cool. So how do you apply that at Cal Poly?
I initially was coming there. My background is in heritage resources, which is why this HERT team makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. I work for the California State Parks. And
you were at Hearst Castle, right?
I was at Hearst Castle, yes. And so that's where I got my bug for heritage and got my bug for historic structures, mm-hmm. right? Historic monuments. So it was great because Cal Poly could ask somebody from the state parks to come and teach, and that's kind of how I got started with them.
And again, if somebody wants to learn more about California State Guard's mission of historic preservation, where do you direct them?
Grab your favorite search engine and search for California State Guard, and you'll end up on the homepage, and that describes the State Guard overall, and then move around to the Museum Command, and that's where the HERT lives inside of the military department.
One more, taking your model nationwide. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, the Smithsonian is the one that's leading the nation with these efforts. And, you know, they're on the East Coast. And so what we're trying to do is work with the Smithsonian. They mm-hmm. coach and advise us.
So that being said, every state in the Union today has a parallel model in place that they're working on?
Tom, as far as I know, this is the first one in the nation.
Okay, so you will be a role model by default.
We'll be a role model by default.
Yeah.
There is a group called a National Organization for State Guard Entities. I think 21 states or so have a state defense force, and presented this concept at their annual conference last year.
Colonel Kirk Sturm with the California Military Department for the State Guard. Thank you so much.
Tom, it's my pleasure. Thanks for being curious about this program to protect California's heritage resources.
My pleasure and honor. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from San Luis Obispo, California.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of ArkanSongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So yes, please support your local NPR station.